5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Is it the Hemsworth buying a house in Geelong?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, your thought.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, a coolish sort of a day here in G-Town as I zoom up there to Melbourne, and it's good to look into the studio there and see a man who came second in the Trevor Barker medal and then third in the Trevor Barker medal, never won a Trevor Barker medal, but welcome to Joey Montagna.
Hey, good evening, Bill. You've been doing some research. Where'd you get that from?
Oh, I just saw it there. Yeah. You must have been a chance. Who beat you, Rui, both times?
Well, I came second or third, I think, five times all up, and I did. I kept running into blokes named Lenny Hayes and Nick Riewoldt, so it made it hard to win one. But, yeah, welcome. Good to see you too, Bill. It's hump day. Nice to get through hump day.
Exactly, and you had a good day yesterday. We'll hear about that shortly. But first, this man, Rabsy Warren now.
The regular full forward of the Adelaide Crow, Billy.
Robert Walls.
In the Navy was a hit song for the Billy.
For the Robert Walls.
For which NBL team does Andrew Gaze? Billy.
Robert Walls.
So which consonant is silent in the word rhubarb? Billy.
Robert Walls.
How did you keep guessing Robert Walls and silent in century?
You can't do that stuff.
What?
What's the silent letter in rhubarb? Joey?
H.
Oh, thank you, Joey.
Why?
Did you say the H?
Yeah.
I thought Rabsy said it. No.
Well, don't ask me how to spell rhubarb, but I know there's the H in there.
Well, R-H-U-B-A-R-B.
Oh, very good.
Hey, tell us what happened yesterday that you didn't tell any of the audience about.
I don't bring this up. I wanted to, and you told me not to, but I gave you some tips off air. My horse was running yesterday at Bendigo, South Parade, and was paying nice juicy odds too, and I got pretty excited.
Magic Pippa pushing up on the inside to tackle South Parade, then followed by Fortune Rose and further back to Zorro's Dream, who's got a run now. South Parade still the maiden in front of Magic Pippa. Fortune Rose, Zorro's Dream trying hard, but South Parade's a maiden no longer. He's beaten them by two lengths.
South Parade, you'll be. Hey, I didn't even. And I tipped it to you. Thank you, Rabsy. And you, Rabsy, yep. you filled your pockets, and at least you sent me a thank you message. I didn't even get anything from you, Bill. Yeah, I've tipped you a $7 winner, and I'm just checking my phone. Surely Bill's going to write me and say, thanks, Joseph.
Nope, to be nothing. Fair to Bill, I sent you an emoji of the tongue with the dollar sign. It wasn't a thank you, but
no, I know.
Thank
I
you,
know.
Joey.
No, well, I did, and I'm just having a look now. I didn't send.
He said it to Joe Montana, not Joey Montana.
That old one.
Yeah. We actually had a nice all up with Screwdriver race two, number six. So that was a nice day.
It was. We had a nice day yesterday, filled our pockets.
Very hey, good. Tell us a bit of AFL footy. Let's have a quick chat about that, because the West Coast Eagles, they're not travelling that well, Joseph.
Interesting to see where they'll be at in 2021. I think they've maybe got 1 year left in them. You start to think about it. They're getting a bit older now. Josh Kennedy's been a star. He's getting a bit older. Shannon Hearn, Shuey, Nick Nat, they're all sort of 30. And they've got some injury concerns going into round one. Elliot Yeo, who we know hasn't played since round 11, Bill, last year with that osteitis pubis, he's not going to be fit for the start of the season. So that must be a bad groin injury for probably, I almost think, their most important player, Elliot Yeo. He's an absolute star. We know Josh Kennedy's touch and go. He's got some calf niggles, which when you're 33, 34 years of age, that's never a good sign. So he's touch and go. Nick Nat's been a little bit sore as well. We know about his history with soft tissue injuries. So there's just some concerns about the West Coast Eagles and whether they've got one last crack in them with this side that have been wonderful for about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, spot on. Two best and fairest, Elliot Yeo. Very, very important player to him. Mm. As you said, hasn't played since round 11, so he's not even fit. He hasn't been training with the main group. So even when he does come back, he's going to have to, you know, train for, what, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, longer than that. And groins, so you lose that explosiveness. Ooh. I mean, I know Luke Ball was a teammate of mine who his groins never really got back to full health. Chris Judd, towards the back end of his career, just lost that explosiveness a little bit. He was able to change his game. But for someone like Elliot Yeo, who relies on his power, fingers crossed he can get back to his best.
Where will they finish? Because you were telling me they got beaten by Collingwood over there in the finals, didn't they? Then also, mate, they're an older team. They didn't embrace the hub life, fair to say. So Yeah, you might be right. They might only have 1 or 2 years to have a crack at winning a premiership.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Oh, look, I think they'll still make the eight, Bill, because you got to remember all those games at home, they win the majority of those. So I think they'll certainly win enough games to play finals. Whether they're able to contend and challenge Richmond, Geelong, Brisbane, Port Adelaide, those sort of sides, I'm not sure. They'll need a lot to go their way, but you can't write them off.
What's going on with Ben Cunnington, the hard nut, the tough unit from North Melbourne?
Yeah, they need him up and going, don't they, the Kangaroos? We know that he missed a lot of footy last year with a back injury, but at the moment, he got a hit to the head in a pracky match on February 12, and he's still not back with the main group. So that's been 3 weeks with concussion. So that's an interesting one. I don't think he's going to play. The word is he won't play this weekend, hopefully right for round one. But concussion, we know how sensitive everyone is with that at the moment, how dangerous that can be. So we wish him well, but he's a wonderful player, Benny Cunnington. So got the full head of hair going again now, so hopefully we can get him out there.
Well, the feathers, they'll be growing. No, he'll come back, he'll just have a big mop. good luck to Benny Boyd. Taylor Adams, another interesting one. I saw on the news last night, he was just doing some run-throughs before training. It looked like he might have hurt the hammy again.
Touch and go. He's a big player too.
Touch and go there. Yeah. Exactly. Tarly, a bit sore over there for the Crows.
Yeah, he had off-season knee surgery, but they're concerned that he might not be right for round one. The Crows, they need all their stars out there if they're to try and win a few games this year.
Exactly. And Melbourne have asked a young bloke from Werribee to come down and train. This is a good story, isn't it?
Yeah, young Kai De Clace, a 24-year-old who's a bit of a dashing halfback. He's a tall 195, but he's a real explosive runner from halfback. Mark Williams has suggested him to Melbourne, who are still trying to fill some spots on their list. I'm not sure about Madjack Dawe, Bill. The mail I got was that Madjack Dawe came back. His fitness levels were nowhere near what was required to be able to play AFL. He was only going to play at North Heidelberg. So to be fair, I don't think that his training would have been elite. But he's still there. But maybe they've got another one they can play in defence in Kai De Clace. So he's training with the squad for the next few weeks.
And one I'm watching, I love this, at Channel 7, of course, the great Bruce McAvaney has stepped aside, not calling footy this year. So the race is on to replace Bruce. And James Brayshaw, our good friend of the Evans team. That's him there. Haven't seen or heard, is on trial. He's going to trial with BT.
I saw that. JB on trial. How would he go being on trial?
Well, he won't like that. He just thinks he's the number one man. There's no doubt about that. But he's got to sit there with Brian, and they're just going to see how they go together and what the chemistry's like.
Oh, competing against each other too, potentially for the big slot. So that's interesting. But
Hamish will be there.
Yeah, Hamish will be there. Darce, the big Duke's flying around as well. Basil. So there's a lot there trying to fill the seat.
Duck.
Oh, Duck. He looks good from the head down. We got that audio.
I'm good from the waist down.
That's it. Oh, there he is. Ducky boy. There he is. Yeah. Oh, he's a good man. Anything else you like? You want to bring to the table, Joey?
No, that's it. There's a little bit going on. The women started playing the netball.
Constellation Cup.
Constellation Cup. The Diamonds, they had a loss, but that's okay. And a little bit of
team. No, it's not. Hang on. It's not okay.
Oh, it's a best of four series. They'll be okay. They just lost the first. They haven't played for a while. It's been about a year and a half since they've played a test. So
actually, their first test in 492 days.
Yeah, about a year and a half. Yeah.
A bit rusty, isn't it, coach?
Hey, we've got a massive show today on the Rush Hour, including a man who's found a bit of form in domestic cricket, Peter Hanscom, who's married to your cousin, Joey. But up next, Bill, it's a hump day quiz in honour of Al Clarkson's Beware of the Four Ps. We'll extrapolate that. Next on the Rush Hour, Triple M. On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy.
Live from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's a very special Hump Day quiz. This week, we celebrate Billy's 10 favourite peas.
Army and a pot.
And now, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, indeed. I'm very, very happy to be hosting this Hump Day quiz because in honour of Alistair Clarkson, and he told us, of course, about the four Ps, and I think he told you, Joey, one day about them too. But I've got 10. I'm going to quickly run through the 10 Ps, okay? You ready, Joey?
And what are the 10 Ps? Just your favourite things, are they?
Yes, they are. Yeah, my favourite 10
Ps. Your favourite 10 Ps. Okay.
Punting, pubs, piss, ponies, palmies, pivots, players, pronunciation, premierships and Paddy.
No. Paddy. Come on, Bill. Right,
yeah, they are.
Yeah. You're good at some of them. You're not very good at some of the others. Pronunciation, I probably wouldn't say you're good at, but certainly.
Let it out.
There you go.
Okay, second in the Trevor Barker. Now, we've had plenty of people trying to get on the quiz, and I love some of the feedback we get because Jed Watkins said, P is for piss fit. And a lot of players aren't because they don't drink, or when they do drink, they just don't drink enough and they go a bit silly, don't they?
That's correct, Joey. Billy. Yeah, and Dylan, he thinks that you stole his Moscow joke. He reckons that's his. He's texted in and you stole it, and P is for Putin. So he's not happy with you.
There it is. Cool.
This is all on Triple M Rush Hour Instagram and Facebook, by the way, all this feedback.
Good show, Bill, says Jeff Nicholas. I like that. And Lockie, he's one of our favourites. Today's show is brought to you by the letter P. Premierships, politics, professionalism, bins. Bins must be chucking a sickie.
Yeah, naught from three, you are.
Yeah. I've got a couple of contestants, Rabsy, there, and I'll introduce my man from Newcombe, Nick, who's a very nice suburb down here in Geelong. G'day, Nico.
G'day, Billy. It's an honour to be speaking to some royalty, the King of Geelong.
Suck, Nick.
How's Newcombe? Whereabouts in Newcombe? You're not out there in Solar Drive, are you?
No, it's across the highway from Whittington.
Exactly. And you're barrack for the Cats, my friend?
Yeah, big fan. Big fan of you growing up, Billy.
Oh, good boy.
Must be a personal joke going on with these local Geelong boys. Hey, I'll introduce my man, Robbie, from Sydney. Welcome to the show. Robbie, whereabouts in Sydney are you from, mate?
Down in Penrith. Hi to you, Fat, Wombat and Rabs.
Wombat. Penrith, I like that. Mate. Penrith, the P's.
There's another P,
Penrith. Yeah. Beautiful.
Another P. I think that's why I got picked.
Good one, Robbie. All right, mate, let's take down these Geelong boys. Come on.
Well, firstly, I'll tell you what you're playing for. We've got a double pass to head along to the All-Star Mile, which is next Saturday, March 13 at the Valley. You can pre-book your tickets, thevalley.com.au. And we've got a double pass to see the mighty Melbourne Storm. NRL Premiers, if you don't mind. Tickets for next Friday at ticketek.com.au.
Beautiful.
Who Storm always seem to beat Penrith too easily. Now, the 10 P's, okay? So, boys, you've got to remember the 10 P's. Nick, you're Nick, and Robbie, you're Robbie. Are you ready, boys?
Yep, no worries.
All ready, mate.
How many premierships did myself and Joey lose?
Between us.
Robbie, Nick. Nick.
Nah, Robbie, heard you first.
Oh, if the draw doesn't count, I'm going to say four.
Oh, no, that was just me, my friend.
That was just Bill on his own.
I'm just trying to look after one back there.
Nick?
Was it six?
Yeah, well done, Nick.
So four and two to Joey. That's not great, Joseph.
No, it's not great between us.
Here's another P question. It's pronunciation. What famous race am I talking about here? Wait. How many laps are there around Mount Palomar?
Oh!
Robbie.
Nah, Robbie, you were in first again.
Oh, that'd be Bathurst, wouldn't it? Mount Panorama.
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't even know if Robbie said it right, to be honest. Say it again, Robbie.
Oh, no, I was just trying to emulate you, the great man, the fat man there, mate. Sorry. It'd be Mount Panorama, wouldn't it?
That's it.
Yeah, well done. Now, this third question is about punting and ponies, okay? So multiple choice. You've got to wait till they're all given out and then you can jump in. But you've got to name the 300-1 horse that won the Australian Guineas on the weekend. Was it Luna Park, A? Was it B, Luna Ruta? Was it C, Luna Tick? Or was it D, Luna Fox?
D. Robbie. Nick.
Oh, Nick, you butchered that one, Nick.
Oh, dear. You got me on name.
Go on, Robbie.
I'm going to say D.
Luna Fox, that's right.
That's it.
Come on, Nick.
3-0.
No, Nick won the first one. No, it's 2-1. Robbie's up 2-1.
Rabsy.
Oh, no.
Here's an audio question, and Nico, you might get this one. What event am I celebrating here?
can't talk either. I'm sorry, Murray, but, mate, this is the best thing that's ever happened to the Geelong Footy Club and the team.
Yeah, Nick, I was there that day, 2007 Grand Final.
Well done, Nick. Well done, Nick.
It was a premiership.
Yeah, you try to make that all about you, Bill. I can't believe you'd do that. You'd steal that moment from those players and make it all about you.
The 2009 one was pretty good as well, Joey.
Oh, Nick. Off you.
Nice, nice, Nico. Hey, to all, it's a ring-a-ding-ding. Righto. Now, this might be a bit hard, but maybe not for Nick. Name a past player who I played with. It could be the first name, surname, or nickname. A past player that I played with.
Nick.
Beginning with P.
Oh, no.
P.
Paul Simpson?
Nick.
Ballbed? Was he narrow?
It's not Paul Simpson. No, he got two.
Come on, Robbie. I want you to get this. I want you to beat Nick here. Can you think of any players that played for Geelong in Billy's era that have got a P? It started with their first name or surname. Anyone that won a Brownlow?
Nah.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Brownlow medalist that played at Geelong?
Nah.
Oh, all right. Come on, Nick. You get your chance, Nick. Go on.
89, Paul Couch.
Paul Couch. What about, he said Paul Simpson. He meant, so it was Paul Brown who was Bulbhead, which would have been right. Or Sean Simpson, who wasn't right, but he was Narrowhead. So there you go.
So Nick's the winner?
Yeah.
So who wins?
Nick.
Nicky! Well done, Nick. Ah, oh, the boy from Newcombe. Hey, what do you want, Nico?
Yeah, you got a double pass to the All-Star Mile, which is next Saturday at the Valley, or you can head along to see the mighty Melbourne Storm at Amy Park next Thursday.
Go to the races, please.
All-Star.
Beautiful. The All-Star Mile. Well, make sure you do book your tickets at valley.com.au. And we'll send something up to Robbie as well up in Sydney.
I know what we'll send to Robbie. The Melbourne Storm tickets. Robbie, you'll love those Melbourne Storm. You can actually watch a side that wins.
See, my brother's a Melbourne supporter who lives in Sydney, so he'd be stoked with that.
Oh, righto. There you go.
There you go.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. We'll send them up to him.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Oh, what a... Good on you. Well done, boys. A riveting quiz again. That is unbelievable. The peas, it worked again. Boys?
I got two more peas for you. Piss poor. We're going to listen to Bill get a bit deep.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
No one notices your tears. No one notices your sadness. No one notices your pains, but they all notice your mistakes. How bloody true, Joe. Don't they? They just wait for you to make a mistake and they jump on you and bang.
Yeah, that's deep, Bill. That's deep.
It is deep. I'm a deep thinker sometimes.
Would you give that quote a big tick?
No.
Oh. Well, Bill, I've got some news coming for you. Jules has given me this hot off the press. Your quiz next week.
Yeah.
Sponsored.
Ooh.
Oh, about time.
Yeah, it's going to be...
What, the hump day quiz?
The hump day quiz, even... Oh, they mustn't have heard the one we just done.
Oh, they might have just really liked the one we just did on the piece.
Hot off the press, Amazon Make Your Mark, the new documentary about AFL, is going to sponsor your quiz next week, Bill. And we're going to call it, it's going to be the biggest quiz ever.
Ever.
Biggest quiz
ever. Like Amazon.
Because we have $2,000 to give away to spend at amazon.com.au for next week's quiz. And it won't be the normal one versus one format either. It will be every man for himself, every man or woman for himself. If you want to be part of the quiz, head to triplem.com.au and register your details and tell us why you need to be involved.
Like a Royal Rumble style quiz.
Yep. Yep.
Last person standing.
Last man standing.
Biggest could be woman. Quiz ever. Unrivaled AFL access, untold stories. Watch the brand new Amazon original series Making Their Mark on Amazon Prime Video from March 12. I can't believe you've actually got a sponsor for your quiz, Bill.
Well, next will be the quote, no doubt about that. But thank you, Amazon. I look forward to doing the Hump Day quiz next Wednesday.
Well, head along to triplem.com.au if you want to get involved. Peter Hanscom, the Victorian cricketer, is coming up on the show next. It's the Rush Hour with Billy and Joey. Triple M. on the brand new Listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy and Joey, and fresh off making a 124 not out for Victoria, Pete Hanscom is joining us.
Our next guest recently earned Victoria a draw against New South Wales with a hard-fought 124.
Hanscom forces on the onside. That's it. Out to the man in the deep. That's a good 100. It's a captain's 100.
Before our Vics take on Tassie on Friday, please welcome Peter Hanscom.
Yes, Bill, we have Pete Hanscom, captain of Victoria, on the line. Not only that, he's also played 16 tests for Australia, averaging just under 40. Average for the young man here. And Pete, we just heard about that. It was a wonderful performance by you, mates, the other day at the Save the Shield for Victoria. It was tough going, but you must be pleased with the knock.
Yeah, thanks, Joey, mate. It was it was good to get out there, actually, just to spend some time out in the middle and not have to worry about the scoreboard too much. Just go out there and just keep blocking them back for as long as I could.
And it'd be nice to be back at the MCG. Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to say, old Stonewall, you should have seen, I was watching this game, Joey. 251 balls, old Stonewall. He did a good job, saved the game. But it was hard to watch there for a while, Pete.
Mate, I'm amazed you stayed awake for that long. Surely just a nap on the couch or something.
And Joey said this Friday you play at the MCG, you take on the Tassie Tigers. Gee, it'd be good to play someone else other than New South Wales.
Yeah. The old back-to-back against the pretty much an Australian team as well. So it's nice to change that up and also get home as well, get onto the home deck, MCG, mate, and get back out there against Tassie.
I was going to ask that, Pete. Nice to be back in Melbourne. You have been away from home for a long time. Just talk us through what it's been like for the last few months and how much you have been able to spend in Melbourne and how much you've been interstate.
Yeah, mate, missed out on the family Christmas, as you know.
Yeah.
That's always a good one. But being away from home, mate, it was tough, obviously, over the Big Bash. Being in a bit of a lockdown and not being able to do a great deal, but I mean, on the positive, we got to play the entire Big Bash. We still got the season going, and we're still, playing cricket and doing a lot more than other people are. So, in that respect, been pretty lucky.
I think, Pete, you and Joey are related, even though Joey didn't get invited to your wedding. But tell us about the Montagna family Christmas, because it's a big deal. It's a big event. There's pasta and spaghetti, plenty of kids. There's the family. There's the nunas and everything. And there is a ritual which happens every year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there sure is. I was unaware of this until I rolled up to my first family Christmas, married to Joey's cousin. And so I rolled up. I get told to be there at 12 o'clock. That's when it starts. So I get there right on the dot. No one else there. So I come rolling in and meet Ralph. Big Ralphie for the first time, Joey's dad. And then promptly got told that I had to be Santa Claus for when we started giving out the presents. So I hadn't even met the rest of the family. And all the kids are running around, and mate, I'd have everyone sit on my lap for the day. That wasn't the worst part of it, but it was one hell of a way to meet the family.
Bit of initiation, Bill. Any of the new partners that came to the family, they had to play Santa first Christmas. Pete did it beautifully, but what about this Christmas, the big family Christmas? He was obviously playing for the Hobart Hurricanes, and we had it just the Sunday before Christmas, and the Hobart Hurricanes were playing. So we've turned on the TV. Oh, we were always keen to have a look. And I've yelled out to all the families, about 50 extended family there, "Hey, Pete's in. He's batting. He's batting." Well, by the time I got the family in, he went out for six. And he did. So I called the whole family in to come and watch Pete. And before they got in there, you went out, Pete.
Ah, mate, I'm sorry. That generally happens. Once someone gets in, you're not allowed to move. That's the superstition.
So, yeah, I know. Auntie Colleen told me off for that. She blamed me for you going out, because she said that once I told everyone you're in, by the time we come in to look, you're out.
Mm. Yeah, she would have nailed you for that.
Hey, tell us about the Australian tour of the Ashes later in the year. It's going to be interesting for the Australian cricket team, isn't it, Pete? Not playing cricket all through winter. I think the next test match for the boys will be in November in the Ashes. It's a long time, and in that same time, I think England are going to play something like 13 test matches. Do you see that being a positive at all, or is it going to be a big negative for the test side?
Mate, it's pretty tough, to be honest, to not go in with any test matches under their belt for the Ashes. It's going to be a tough challenge for them. On the flip side, they'll be they're relatively well rested. They might have been able to get a couple of Shield games in Australia at the start of the season, potentially to get some time on feet. But yeah, it is going to be pretty tough for them. But mate, I think it's a home this year, and you know, hopefully after a bit of a rest, the boys will be firing and ready to go.
Hey Pete, tell us about your stance and why you play so deep in the crease, but then also, just as they're about to bowl, you make that late movement with your bat and turn it around. What's all that about, mate?
Oh yeah. So that the bat movement or that grip thing is basically just to get my hands in the right position.
Right.
When I was a bit younger, I was a bit closed, had a bit of a closed face. So then I just had this conscious thing to keep opening up the face to make sure it came through straight.
Mm-hmm.
And now I cannot get out of that. I've tried to. Because I know it looks silly and I know people laugh at me, but I can't get out of it. So that's there for good now. And in terms of batting deep, mate, these guys run in and bowl about 150K. So I'm trying to give myself as much time as possible to see the ball. I don't really understand why people bat out of their crease, because it's already hard enough as it is. So just trying to give myself a bit of extra time.
Fair enough. Hey, I see you had a spring clean too, and you got rid of, or you cleaned up your cricket room. How many bats do you have and sets of pads and thigh pads and things like that?
Yeah, I think Sarah, my wife, would have liked me to do a bit more cleaning in the old cricket room. yeah, it's about 11 bats in there at the moment. Gloves just waiting to be used, and different colour sets of pads for all the different teams that you sort of play throughout the year, and then, yeah, it's just a heap of cricket bags that you've used as well. So I'll try and give a little bit of it to the local boys, the local cricket club down at the Saints. But, yeah, I don't get down there too often, so I've stockpiled a fair bit of it.
Do you still wicket keep?
Yeah, still put the gloves on, mate. I kept in the first couple of Big Bash games for the Hurricanes.
Joey, didn't you see that, Joey?
What's that?
You asked me to wicket. Did he still wicket keep? He kept the first couple of games. Weren't you watching?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, good on you, Pete. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour, mate.
Beauty, guys. Absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Pete.
Hey, a crowd's back at the MCG as well to watch Victoria take on Tassie as well. So if you can, get down to the G to watch the boys. This is the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy on Triple M. Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's time we found out what's trending around the world unusual.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
Yeah, this story that's trending unusual that caught my attention a couple of days ago, Bill, but I just held off. It was interesting, this cafe in Melbourne's East. They're selling coffee, which is not unusual. What is unusual? $198. $198 for a cup of coffee.
Per cup?
Per cup.
No.
Yes. I have not made this up.
No.
I promise. This is true. This was actually on the news the other night. Let's just take a listen and then we'll discuss it in a minute.
For those fanatical enough to pay, it's all about the flavour, but it's different to all.
Smooth and fruit character. Aromatic. A rich butterscotch.
Fruity is very, very big.
Japanese sake and champagne.
From the highlands of Panama, this geisha is revered because it's so difficult to grow. So little is produced, it's so rare.
I don't care where it's from, even the highlands of Panama. It sounded all fancy and all. Seriously, unless it's got a dollop of gold in it, I don't think I'll be purchasing a $198 cup of coffee anytime.
I'm with you, Joe. Imagine I'll get you a couple of coffees, boys. So you go over and get three coffees and it costs you $600. Get stuffed, Kenny. Yeah, Kenny out there at Surry Hills. It's way too much. And I go across here to Sticks, $3.70 for a large cap. That'll do me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, this one is believed to be Melbourne's most expensive cup of coffee. And, yeah, come on.
People get weird about coffee. There's that coffee that cats poo out. Have you seen? Yeah,
what?
There's a coffee that's world-renowned that cats poo out and then they clean it and they... You drink it. You drink the beans and the cats poo out. Like, come on.
Just go
to Macca's and get a long black.
Yeah, come on, Rabsy, where are you saying that
stuff? Caffeine is a drug, to be fair, so I think we all are. And on tomorrow's show, Billy, get excited because your big hulking forward, Tom Hawkins, is going to join us.
Oh, the big Hawk, and he's going to play with Jeremy Cameron this year. Oh, it's just, I love it.
Well, he's up and about, and the great, in the words of Toby from Newport.
I have a joke.
Oh, no. Joke.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, that's nice. Mum and Dad let me stay up. And I've
got a joke. Nah.
What's that joke, Bill? I haven't heard that one.
Haven't you? What's the smart... No.
Come on.
Righto, here we go, Joey. How do you make four nice old ladies say f***?
Oh, I know this one. Something about bingo.
Oh, don't tell the bloody...
No. Oh, he's ruined it.
What is it? Can you believe it?
He's hit the camera.
What is it?
Have the fifth lady shout, bingo! Get stuffed, Joey.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know this one. It's something about bingo.
I don't reckon they're going to put this show in the record books.
Go along with the joke, Joe.
Oh, what a pity.
Let's have a sleep there. Back tomorrow.
Never call us again, please.